You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
In the wake of Hurricane Ian, that where many people in the state of Florida experienced massive amounts of damage, some of them having their entire home destroyed, even many times not even pieces of it, just pieces of it left. We have seen a cry and a call for government intervention and a state of emergency, and the federal government to come in with federal funds to help Floridians pay. And in light of this, we need to realize that, first of all, the Bible speaks to every area of life, including government. God created government. God, as the creator of government, God authorizes governments to do certain things and withholds authorization from them to do other things. And so we're actually looking from the Bible and looking at the Bible, applying biblical principles to the question, what role should the government play in natural disasters? And this certainly doesn't mean that the people that have experienced losses don't have a need for recovery. Certainly they do have a need for recovery. The question is, though, should the government be the one that is the provider of that? And what we see happening, and we'll go into this more in a future sermon, but really what you see in the Bible is you see many times God bringing natural disasters. And some people, some people call storms acts of God, and others say, well, God is not the one that does these types of things. But if you look at the Bible, God is the one that does things like that very often. And in fact, if you look and you also see in the Bible that nature itself will lash out to put down and to destroy those who are wicked and those who are violating God's commandments. And you see this in Canaan when the Israelites were coming into Canaan land. You see God warning them to not commit certain acts because the people of that land had committed those acts. And he said, creation was actually rising up and was driving the people out and vomiting them forth, it says, even that the land was vomiting the people forth, and that if they committed those same sins, the land would vomit them forth as well. That's in Leviticus chapters 18 and 20. Read that, and I think you'll see that most of the sins that God laid out in those two chapters, we in America are committing. Certainly not everyone is committing those sins. But what are those sins? Well, they're incestuous relationships, they're adultery, they're homosexuality, bestiality, child sacrifice, giving your sons and your daughters up to demons. Certainly, people don't always consciously do this, but this is really what is happening in abortion. And we have sexual promiscuity happening in this nation. And what happens is God brings, and sometimes even the land itself, because of the standards and the laws that God has put into action, that creation itself rebels against wickedness, and creation itself expels or vomits out a nation. And the purpose of this is to, one, bring God's judgment upon that people so that hopefully that people would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, and so that God could hear from heaven, could forgive our sins and heal our land. But what you see happening is when you see government intervention, is you actually see people turning to the government for help, and there's really isn't much of a focus on repenting, on turning from your wicked ways, on keeping God's commandments and repenting of your sins. Last week we talked about, first of all, what God says about and what God warned the children of Israel about when they were actually asking for a king. And God says to Samuel, well, warn them about how the king is going to act. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. 1 Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidate will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, critical race theory, defund the police, and more. Again, visit FloridaVotesValues.com. Welcome back to a Faster PC live support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. And we are back, ready to answer your questions. Internet is having a walk for life, and this is Base Money Internet. That internet is a station that works to connect basic human life and women. Been through different training that encourage you about, and you have some time. to the connection. So to the so we are I am remote today, so hopefully about the show. So maybe I'll even give a call. I don't know. All over. I have better connect, better audio. Right. But anyway, we're here. We'll answer your questions. Help you resolve problems as in your technical issue. So give us a call, 772-1592, and we can actually help you solve your technical issues. So what we'll probably do, maybe during the break, I might even create extra Skype account, log in with a different Skype account, add that to the call so that we can get my audio coming phone instead of through the computer. And I am also, just in case the audio doesn't come well enough for Facebook, YouTube, actually get it over there. So actually, the streams look like they're working well right now. We had some frame drops last week because I was syncing my OneDrive, talk a little bit more about bandwidth and backup, syncing it well. But one of the things that we did want to just go over with is just, you know, tell you about some of the things that we're facing here at a faster PC. One of the things that we are seeing is we're seeing quite a few customers that are again falling for scams. They're seeing messages that come up on their screen that tells them that their computer is infected. See an email that comes in that says that they that they made a purchase and they call the number and they let the person into their computer. And you know, we want to really encourage you to not fall for that, just to make sure that you're protecting yourself from those threats there. We want to protect you. So this is something that we really encourage you to, first of all, get those emails. Don't call the number. Think about this. Think about the big companies. Do they want to talk to you? No, they don't want to talk to you. They want you to email them. They want you to chat with them. They want you to submit a ticket. They're not going to talk to you unless they really have to. But when you talk to them, you're probably going to be talking to someone in the country that really understand their language. But if you receive these emails, they have the phone number in there. Give that phone number a call, and boy, that can cause a lot of problems there. So one of the things that we want to encourage you is just make sure that you're steering clear of the types of threats there. We don't want you to fall prey to this type of threat. We want to see you protected. We want your computers to be protected. And if you do happen to fall for let a scammer, a hacker in the system, just know this. A faster PC can help hide remote support, by technical support, can help you with various making sure that the hackers are out of your system, making sure that the scammers are out of your system. This is something that that we can do. We do this on a regular basis. And we also can do this in some cases remotely. Because a lot of times, these emails that come in, people don't know, well, is this email legitimate or not? Is this something that, is going to cause an issue with, should I respond to this email? You know, we have customers on a regular basis that will contact us and have us remote into their computer, provide remote support for them. We can actually connect into their computer and see the email or see the message that's up. We can tell them whether it's legitimate or not legitimate. And we can actually go ahead and help them with help them show whether this is something to them. In most cases, they shouldn't. In most cases, it's a scam. It's a phishing attempt. It's an attempt to get the person to respond, to get the person to click on a link and an attachment. And this is not something that you get in trouble when you do those types of things. We had a customer just recently that actually filled out a form. They actually called the number, and they actually sent a check in to these scammers, and we advised them to go to their bank and put a stop payment on that. We also have had some other customers that have gone to the store and bought gift cards. They're cut out for scams, given the gift card numbers to the scammers. And of course, once you do that, the scammers can use the number, the gift card, and you're out the money. We also have seen situations where they've actually gone gone out there and seen that they are calling their credit card number or credit card company and authorizing transaction. We have a lady that's out, and I know there are some that are listening that are on fixed income. You can imagine, what if you out $700? Really, it's we try to train you on this show how to tell whether an email is legitimate or not, how to tell whether a threat is legitimate or not. And what we're looking at here is, you know, making sure that you know how that you can protect yourself. And again, if you're not sure and you want some help, want some aid in determining whether this is a legitimate message or not, we do provide that service. And we have customers that call us up and we log into their system and we see the message and we help them out. We even helped out a customer recently that actually had a fraudulent charge on their card that said it was from Microsoft. And we actually logged into their Microsoft account and showed that they had not made any purchases at Microsoft.com and submitted that to credit card company part of their challenge to this fraudulent charge. And we, if customers in this way in need of help, we can help you.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link
to listen to a faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit. You'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems.
We are back. We are ready to answer questions, ready to solve computer problems well in the shop that we do. Helping you determine if they're, correct or not. What types of And what I'll do, I actually have an email and clip of this. Show you that on the screen so that you can see. One of these days, show you how to use the snipping tool. So the snipping tool, snip and sketch, and these tools actually help take a screenshot of a portion of the screen. And then one of the things that you can do with that, you can actually go ahead and edits to file. So one of the things, and I receive these on our, so all over the email address. Okay, let me switch over. Transition right over. So what we're doing, let me actually revise my down a little. So, right, so we're switching over to the full screen here. And what we're looking at here is an email. This is an email from Facebook. Excuse me, it says it's from PayPal. One of the first clues here that's not legitimate is that the email address, the Gmail email address. Now, if PayPal is really sending me an email, I can guarantee you I'm from PayPal.com. Now, even if this said PayPal.com, it doesn't necessarily is PayPal. This has bill desk number, the number there. It has the web, or the email address is actually USB. D6678@gmail.com, and this says that your Mike, by the way, is not my name, but you know, was my name, doesn't make it legitimate. It says we love to customers. Your account now overdrawn $509.99, and the same amount now be withdrawn from your default payment source, and it has billing support and has a number, a toll number, and then it has the date, and it says this is to about your recent purchase of $500.99. This charge will statement as PayPal in finance. Not sure exactly what finance is. But one of the things that we want to do here is just show you this, this screen, just show you how you can actually tell whether this is legitimate or not. So when we're looking at this, I'm going to switch over back over to, so I can see. If I can actually take a little bit another snip of this, and a snip is just a portion of a screen shot, so I can screenshot just a part of the screen to actually show you on the screen what I want to do. This, by the way, is the same way customer had a dispute with a fraudulent charge on the card, actually to. And take a snip of that of their Microsoft account and show that that was not a legitimate charge. But here we see again, this email says that they're going to charge me $509.99 charge to my account in hours. And you see the order number, the order ID. Amount $549.10. First name Mike, an address, not my address. It says payment method PayPal credit, and the purpose code digital goods, and it has some letters after that. And then it says merchant information, finance, and it has over $20,000, and it has Bitcoin. So it's payment in Bitcoin is saying that I'm buying Bitcoin, portion of a Bitcoin, $540.09. And it says, in case you did not make this payment, just call billing support at 1-866-985, and it has the rest of the number there. I don't want anyone to call that number. It's not a good number to call. This is a scam. It says to cancel. Cancellation, or to make any changes, or for any other issues, contact above mentioned support number. And then it says sincerely billing, and it has billing number listed again. So this is an enticement to call the number. And I can guarantee you, if I call the number, based on what we have heard, customers, some things would happen. First of all, our customers that are calling these numbers because they're concerned that there's a bill that they received that wasn't legitimate, and they're assuming that they're dealing with a legitimate company, and they called that company thinking that they'll be able to charge, get a resolution. And typically what happens when they call the company, they actually get a message there's an issue here, and they're actually speaking with someone, and the person actually says, well, I'm so sorry this happened. Let me, help make sure we can get money. And they get the person to show them their online banking account. Now, in showing them their online banking account, a lot of people actually have their username and their password stored in their browser. So the thing is, when you store your username and your password in your browser, that may make it convenient for you to get access to that information, but it also makes it convenient for someone else to get access to that information as well. And sometimes we, on behalf of our customers, don't know their password. We'll capture their password from their browser to help our customers out. We're doing this legitimately to help out our customers at the request of our customer. But a scammer is not going to do something legitimately. A scammer is going to go in and try to steal your money, try to use your credentials to actually withdraw money or transfer money from our account to their account. And this is a major problem, can be a major, major problem. And this is something that definitely you want to, you do not want to call the number. Because what happens again, you call this number, let me continue that story. Call the number, they will let you into the account, or they'll take them into the account, and somehow they're able to see your account, see how much money you have in the account. By the way, one of the things they're doing when they want to see your account is that they're trying to see how much money they can get out of you. If you have a higher balance, more money, well, then they're going to ask for more money. If you have less money, they'll probably ask for less money. But what they'll do is they'll actually say, well, okay, we're going to send you the money. And then they'll actually take you to another screen that looks like your bank account, except they change the balance and they double the balance. So it makes it look like, let's say you had $5,000 in, it looks like your account went to $10,000. Or if you had $10,000, it looks like it went to $20,000. Or if it has $20,000, maybe it looks like it went to $40,000. And then they say, oh boy, I'm a big mistake here. I'm going to get fired if you can't help me out here. I put extra money into your account, and my boss is going to fire me. And I need you to go to your bank and withdraw money. And I need you to go and purchase a gift card, or I need you to buy Bitcoin to actually pay us back, and we'll make sure that we're not charging you what we're supposed to charge you, you know, but we just need a refund for the extra amount that we put out. And so, and people fall for this. And, you know, first of all, you have to realize things have happened. One, the scammers now have username and password, bank account. Now, this is a big problem, you know, when they have your username and password to your bank account. So what's going to need to happen is you're going to go to your bank. You're going to need to actually ask your bank to lock your account. And most likely, you're closing down your account and opening up a new account, which means, what does that mean? That means all the people have set up, if you have set up auto payments, maybe your power bill and your utility bill set up on auto payment, maybe a credit card transaction is set up on auto payment, vendors, you're paying various entities. Maybe you even have money coming into your account from Social Security or from a retirement or from your paycheck or any number of these. Well, all that's going to have to change. You're also probably going to have a new password for this new bank. And also, in addition to that, you have let a hacker into your computer. You've invited someone who's a criminal into your computer, and they typically are installing software to get into your computer. And what we have seen, in most cases, they'll have actually two different ways to get into your computer. And if you don't know how to remove that, or you don't bring that to your reputable computer tech support center, like a Faster PC, where we can actually remove their access from your computer, they will have access to your system. And they can actually get into your system, and they can continue to access your system on a regular basis. And, you know, typically they may even call you when you turn your computer on. And if you've called them, they're going to have your number as well, and they're going to be calling you back, and they're going to be hounding you, and they're going to be hassling you, and they're going to be trying to get money out of you, and they're going to be they're going to continue to call. And let me tell you, when they stop calling, they're going to give the money to maybe another guy in their organization that's going to call you about something else. They're going to try to trick you again into letting them into your system. So again, you know, going back to this entire process, you know, first of all, one of the things you want to do is, first of all, look at the email. Is the email, you know, did you make the transaction? And realize this, just because you receive an email that says you made a transaction doesn't mean that you actually made that transaction or that you actually have a situation there where you need to be concerned about this, or that money has been taken out of your account. One thing you can do, check with your bank. Has money been taken out of your account? If it has been taken out of your account, challenge that transaction. Let the bank know that you did not make that transaction, and challenge it, and the bank will assist you in challenging that. Do not call the number and let the scam into computer.
You're listening to a Faster PC radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station, and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page, and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com And we have a link there that says Listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions, to ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
The Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
Yes, you do, and we are back ready to answer. We're doing a live remote today. I know the audio is not the best. We have the best connection where we are to the internet right now. I apologize for that. We have had an audio issue during this show. We are remote at the Care Net Walk for Life today, and I and it's an family, husband or boyfriend, fiance, or is that are in crisis. addition to providing free ultrasound, also provide free free parenting classes, which is very useful as the children don't come out of the womb. We learned this with our firstborn. They don't come out of the womb with instruction manuals. So, especially a parent that may not have had parent, lean on or to learn from, it's good to be able to get that information from someone else and have that training. We're at the Mid-4-Day Event Center. If anyone is out there and CareNet or buy and see what CareNet is all about, about noon, so you can actually get over to the Mid-4-Day Event Center. And we have been showing you and doing some training on how to recognize whether an email is legitimate or not. And I can tell you, what we're looking at is actually some of the easier to detect that they're not. Some of the most tricky ones are the ones that say they come from someone that you know, someone that you trust. So one of the things that we'll probably do in the future is maybe show you one of those. I don't have any of those right now. I typically delete those. But typically I delete the types of emails I've been showing you, but I'm showing this. I will let these come into my email box so that you can actually see this. In fact, a lot of times I don't even let these into. But let me transition over to a screen because I have two emails up right now, and these both have attachments, which is so this one here, this email that says it's from Brendan Dana. It comes again from a Gmail address. Anytime, and I know that there are some people out there that are listening that have businesses that use Gmail or a non-domain email address. I can tell you, not very professional. Most professional way to do it is to have your own website, like ours is a fasterpc.com, and our emails come from an email address that ends with @afasterpc.com. So we would encourage you just to use an email like this, and if you're receiving an email that comes from a Gmail address, a Hotmail address, or Outlook address, me.com address, et.net or bellsouth.net or comcast.net, be suspect of it. Check with the and see if they have really sent this to you. And obviously know whether you actually did this or not. Well, this particular email just says, hello, user, and it doesn't have anything else in the text, but it has a image. This is a JPEG image that says it's a subscription invoice receipt. Now, email again doesn't give any detail. And what they are trying to do on trying to entice me to open the attachment. And I haven't opened this attachment. I haven't saved this attachment. But I can tell you if I did, there's a very good likelihood that bad things would happen. Here's one thing to realize. Emails, images. This particular JPEG image. A lot of if you take a picture with your phone, you have a smartphone picture with your phone, most likely be a JPEG image. Have a digital camera and you take a picture with that, most likely it's JPEG image. JPEGs are one of the industry standard formats for images, and there are other types of you can photos as well, but JPEGs is one of the big formats. See, the file actually ends in .jpg. That tells you that it's a JPEG file. So it's a legitimate file type, but here's one thing to know and to understand. It's possible to infect a virus inside of an image. So it's possible to put malicious script, malicious software into an image so that when it's opened on a computer, that it can launch malicious script. You might say, well, that's okay, I have antivirus software. Well, do you know that some antivirus software detect less than 10% of the threats that are out there? Let me say that again. Some software that you're paying for, may actually provide less than 10%, may actually protect you from less than 10% of the threats that are out there. Now, you know, the very best protection, standalone protection out there is currently the Microsoft Defender, Microsoft Windows Security. And it comes free with Windows 10 and Windows 11. It detects about 46% of the threats out there. So, you know, even the best is going to not protect you as much as it's going to post. So this is something to realize. So just because you have an antivirus doesn't mean you can feel safe and secure to open this email. Very likely bad things are going to happen. Some things that could happen if I opened this attachment, what would actually happen? And by the way, just open the email. I've opened the email, but I haven't opened the attachment. So if I click on the attachment, I could choose to open it. I could choose to save it. There's a number of things. So the enticement here is to open it to see what is in the email and to see what the contents of that are so that I can know whether this is a legitimate email or a legitimate charge, so I can challenge that charge if it's not legitimate. That's what they're trying to trick me into doing. And again, maybe they're going to try to get me to call a number. But there's a good chance that they're actually going to, launch malicious script that's going to do some things. Potentially, some of the things that this malicious script could do, the malicious script could actually launch a script, a program that starts encrypting data on my computer. And what do we mean by data? You know, some people tell us, well, I don't have any data. You know, and I'm not sure what people are thinking when they say I don't have any data. What we mean, what data is pictures. You have pictures that are important to you? Most people do. Most people, even people that say they don't have any data, most of those people have pictures. Pictures of family, pictures of friends, pictures of grandkids, pictures of children, pictures of your parents, pictures of your nieces and nephews and your cousins and your friends. You know, there's so many different pictures that we have today. And we can get these pictures from a lot of different places. So that's what we're talking about when we're talking about data. We're talking about letters. You know, a lot of people we see a lot of people have, especially seniors, a lot of times, on a lot of medication and need to tell their doctors what medication they're on. So a lot of our customers will see a sheet that actually has the various medications, and they can print that, and they can take it to their doctor, hand it to their doctor's office, so the doctor knows, well, I can't prescribe this medication because this medication will have an adverse or could have an adverse reaction to the medication they're already taking. So you know, that's a type of data. PDF file is a type of data, and you may have tax returns via PDF. Tax returns through TurboTax, you're going to have probably PDF versions of that. If you've taken your finances to an accountant and had them provide you a tax return, you probably have a PDF of that tax return
and that's your copy of it. That's data. Excel spreadsheets are data. Some people are working on a book for their family, or book of various, that tells about their family history, or might tell about, when they were younger. It tells about their life story, or even a book or a report that you're working on for school or for work or for another project that you're working on. These are all important to save. Well, what happens if you are tricked into opening up an attachment that actually encrypts your data? What happens is then you're given a response. They're actually coming to you and saying, can't access your data. You have a certain number of days to access your data. You need to pay us. And if you're a individual person, they're going to want probably $300, $400 to actually get your data back. For a business, they're going to want 10 to 20% of your annual revenue. So think about that. How much do you bring in a year? $50,000, $100,000? $200,000, $1 million, $2 million, $3 million. How much money do you bring in? They're going to want 10 to 20% of that. And if you're a business, before you even know that your data is compromised, they already will have extracted that data and sent that data to their servers. And they will, part of the ransom is that in exchange for the money that you're giving them, they will give you back your access to your data, but they also will make sure that they'll agree to not release the data that they extracted from your company to the public. Think about if you're a doctor's office, what do you have? You have sensitive medical information about your patients. What if you're a counseling center or a church that does counseling? You're going to have some sensitive information about your clients and your parishioners. Think about the information that you have as a company. You might have personally identifiable information. So we can help protect.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website of FasterPC.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is, What Role Should the Government Play in Natural Disasters? Part 2. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. First Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidate will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties.
Visit affordablevalues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, critical race theory, defund the police, and more. Again, visit affordablevalues.com.